Jane Lindley Thomas,
East Coast Radio.
Claire Johnston, Mango Groove, how are you, my angel?
All the better for hearing you,
Jane. Oh, it's always so lovely to hear your voice.
Well, same to you. Same to you.
So I must say that you're one of the very, very, very first people that I thought of when I got the news that Johnny Clegg had passed away. And my heart has really been with you.
Thank you so much. I think we're all feeling a big sense of loss. You know, Johnny was one of a kind. And I'm only finally, you know, saying was, still jars. Mm. You know, still jangles. Because you sort of assume someone like that, well, should be around forever, actually.
Where were you when you heard that he had passed away?
I was in a strange situation in that I was going into a movie. I was sitting down. I was about to switch my phone onto silent, and messages started popping up on my phone. So I rushed out and you know, just found out what had happened. And, you know, as much as you know, we knew he was ill, you do sort of think something was sort of... he'll go on somehow, which of course is ludicrous because he's, you know, human and fragile, and as we all are, you know.
He was a light worker. I mean, and I think that's what gave him that feeling that he would never pass on, is that he had such a way of unifying people. And, you know, I got
that's
to see
right.
an interview with him, and he was speaking about how music just crossed so many barriers and just made you feel like you moved to the same rhythm and felt the same love and connected on the same vibration. And that is just so magic.
That's exactly right. He made us see things differently and feel things. And, you know, he was a trailblazer and a visionary, dare I say. Mm. And lived bravely. You know, he made courageous decisions. It wasn't easy to do what he was doing in those days.
Yeah. Claire, when last did you see Johnny?
I was trying to work that out. I think it was about a year ago, and it was a sort of random, we bumped into each other randomly at Ortumba. I think I was coming home from somewhere, and he was on his way. And that's the last time I think I actually saw him. But prior to that, you know, with proper time spent is, we had the odd dinner with his amazing musical director, Andy, and we, you know, a couple of really special evenings where you talk about everything and nothing, and just loved him. There was an energy around him, and there was a warmth and a wryness, a self-deprecation as well, which I always find, you know, very appealing. Mm.
And do you have a standout moment? I mean, looking back on the body of work that both of you, you know, did side by side.
I think, you know, for me, the standout moment would probably be the first time we performed at Standard Bank Arena. We were his opening act. We were Johnny Clegg and Savuka's opening act. And, you know, it was amazing. At Standard Bank Arena, it pulled 7,000 people, and we were, you know, opening the show. We were nervous. And Johnny was just so real and so available and so encouraging. And so that, for me, has always colored how I view him.
Mm. What do you think he'll be remembered for, Claire?
Oh, so much. You see, it's obviously the music will live on endlessly. I mean, that's one of his legacies. Of course, his children are his legacy as well, both talented. But most of us, as you know, public, will remember. Yeah, it'll be the music. It'll be that he made things possible in a certain way where they hadn't been possible before. Yeah. He made us see things differently. So he'll be celebrated for all of that.
Yeah, it feels like a light's gone out, hey?
It is a bit like that. There's a hole, isn't? Because there's never going to be another Johnny Clegg. He was one of a kind.
Yeah. Well, so much love to you.
And to you.
It was really nice connecting with you, and thanks for opening your heart and always being so available as well. I mean, you just are an absolute gift in this world. You are a light, Claire Johnston.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Jamie. It's always lovely to hear from you, you know, so thanks for always thinking of me.
Of course. Lots and lots of love, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
And you, and I hope your weekend warms up.
Yeah, yours too, Claire. Lots of love, my friend. Go well.
And to you.
Bye, darling. Okay. Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.